digital DJ download of www.thecreamtaker.com.
Check this out, world. This is DJ Trav Gales of thecratedigger.com, where the rebirth of hip-hop culture lives worldwide online. And I'd like to thank everybody that's checking out our free digital download podcast DJ Mix Show, where we break down, in our opinion, the true core elements of hip-hop, which are the beats, the records, and rhymes of yesterday's hip-hop.
It's thecratedigger.com.
And I want everybody to turn it up right now, because we got none other than legendary rapper Chuck D.
I got so much trouble on my mind, refuse to lose. Here's your ticket.
And we're going to kick this one off right, because we got none other than super rapper Chuck D of Public Enemy. Yo, Chuck, would you agree that some people say that 1987 was considered to be the classical period of hip-hop?
I said people consider 1987 the classical period in rap. You know, when you were able to buy a record, maybe get your first glimpses at a video, and also check out our arena show. And so I just meant it was a classical period, meaning that, you know, you witness more dimensions of an artist than you do nowadays.
Let's get it. I totally agree with you, Chuck. Rap was at its pinnacle, and PE was larger than life in the hip-hop game worldwide, wouldn't you say?
The drummer get wicked.
People recognized rap in larger forms. You know, going to an arena and seeing 15,000 people wasn't uncommon. You know, it was like the third or fourth year of arena tours. Of course, beginning with the Fresh Fest in 84, Fresh Fest 2 in 85, Raising Hell in 86 and 87 when I first started out on the Def Jam tour with LL Cool J, Houdini, W Fresh, Eric B. Rakim, Sentasonic, and yours truly.
You know, we do whatever we do to survive.
So, Chuck, tell me some of the things that's going on in today's hip-hop game compared to when you were first starting out.
Less of an emphasis in the other dimensions of an artist. Just a tremendous drop-off in artist development and an increase in signing artists without developing them.
Chuck, man, I hear this all the time from people who work in the music industry today, that groups like Public Enemy and Houdini and Boogie Down Productions would in no way be signed to a record contract today.
First of all, it wouldn't get signed.
We love our religion, our culture, our God. And many of us, by the way, we act.
www.thecreamtaker.com.
So, Chuck, let's take a few moments and break down some of Public Enemy's best records. You guys couldn't make another record like this today, could you?
Because it's totally different. And then how would it get reviewed? I don't know. Some people might look into it. You know, criticism is based on the individual.
Yo, Spike Lee, what's up, man?
What's up, Flavor Flav? Peas in the house.
How in the world I run into you, man? I'm supposed to be going to Green Street, man.
What's up, man? Flavor, you're in the corner. I'm full to the notion. Bedside, do or die. Brooklyn, New York.
Yo, man, Jack, y'all, I'm glad I run into you, G. And yo, check this out, man.
1989, the number. Another summer. Sound of the funky drummer. Music hitting your heart, cause I know you got soul.
Dot com.
Yes, we urge
to merge. We live for the love of our people, the hope they get along.
Yeah, so we get a song.
Getting a point to our brothers and sisters who don't know the time.
Boy, so we run around.
Instead of your heads, you know our job to build and collect ourselves with intellect.
Come on.
To revolve, to evolve, to self-respect.
Cause we got to keep ourselves in check.
Or hell.
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to.
The rhythm, the ribble, without a pause, I'm lowering my level. The hard drama, where you never been, I'm in. You want styling? You know it's time again. T, the enemy, telling you to hear it. They print the music, it's time to play the lyrics. Some say no to the album, the show.
So Chuck, when you look at today's music, today's artists, the music industry in general, what you think is going on?
And I think it boils down to asking people, or, you know, everybody spread their resume on the table. Who are you? Where do you come from? You're 21. What do you know about music experience? All right, you can talk about something you like, but everybody likes something, you know. What gives you credence to talk about it? Does a guy give you a job? Does the white man with the big office job, you know, does he give you the job to actually say that you're the expert of a music and you give your opinion and you base your existence on the check that he gives you? I mean, tell us something about yourself. Are you helping hip-hop? Are you building it?
Here's what I want you all to do for me. Bang!
Caught you looking for the same thing. It's a new thing. Check out this I bring. I'm on the road below the level cause I'm living low next to the base.
Come on!
Turn up the radio.
Quite hostile.
I got a right to be hostile, man. My people been persecuted.
You know, Chuck, to me, the measurement of a great artist is when you put a song on from back in the day and you still get that buzz just like it came out last week.
With Vice, I hold the mic device.
The
with force, I keep it away, of course.
Away, of
and
course.
I'm keeping you from sleeping. And on the stage, I rage and I'm rolling.
Rolling.
To the poor, I pour in all my metaphors. I'm not bluffing, there's nothing that we ain't did before. We played just stay the points made, you consider it done by the prophet to rage.
Yo, Chuck, but I believe the state of hip-hop is healthier than ever. I mean, this thing is like 30, 40 years old right now. It's never going to end, is it?
Hold it now!
I think it goes from the fact of people always thinking that hip-hop is an audience of 12 to 19-year-old kids or adolescents. And I think right now there's people 30, 31, 32, 33, up to 36, 37 to 40 that recognize hip-hop.
www.thecreatedigger.com.
I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it and said they were suckers. They wanted me for their army or whatever. Picture me giving a damn, I said never. Here's a land that never gave a damn about a brother like me and myself, because they never did. I wasn't with it, but just that very minute it occurred to me the suckers had authority. Cold sweating as I dwell in my cell. How long has it been they got me sitting in the state pen? I gotta get out, but that thought was thought before. I contemplated a plan on the cell floor. I'm not a fugitive on the run. Brother, brother like me begun to be another one. Public enemy serving time, they drew the line, y'all. They criticized me for some crime. Nevertheless, they could not understand that I'm a black man and I can never be a veteran. On the streets, the situation's unreal. I got a raw deal, so I'm looking for the steal. Word them up, I'm looking for that steal.
Yo, man, we gonna break you out of there, man. We ain't gonna like that, man.
Don't you know?
Freedom is a road seldom traveled by the multitude.
Public enemy number one.
Show, show, show what you got. Show what you got.
About that, man. Yo, we got to get stupid. Yo, we got to let
the CreatedDigger.com.
I wanna jump in my car. People treat me like a ream and dudes are falling out of who you are when I'm up to par. I bet you go hip hop, hooray and raw. But the eyes and ooze is my kind of news. Pop your tape in, put the car in cruise. I never heard the blues. I never drink booze. Cause I just rock the rhythm, let alone the blues. The L, I just sneak, you sneak the peak and look. Everything is straight. Cycles, cycles, life runs in cycles. New is old, no, I'm not no cycle. A monkey on the back makes the best Excel. The people in the crowd. the best rock well. The people in the back let you know who's whack. And those who lack, the eyes all stacked. The money, is white, not black. You might not believe it, but it is like that. When you come to my show, watch me throw down with the other brothers toe to toe. Then you miss a move, new not you. And watch the pro here, just bust the groove. For that lady soprano knows my ammo. Hear my jam with the funky piano. Easy on the wall, but hard on the panel. A fool so cool, cause it chokes on a camel. In effect, the crew's in check. Run by the posse when they fold around the neck. Hold
I want to hear that beat, right? Bring that beat back.
Bring that
one,
shit back.
Two, three, four, hit it.
Yo, I'd like to thank everybody that's logged in to the digital download of the CrateDigger.com podcast. To my man Chuck D, who's still doing it worldwide online. You can check him out on RapStation.com. And Public Enemy's got a new CD, New World Order. New World Order. Go cop it right now. Yo, you got questions and comments, hit me up at TheCrateDigger.com.
www.TheCrateDigger.com.